Oh, man, it was a lively room in here tonight. A lot of hot takes, and I'm going to ask for them now. Guys, you had a lot to say while we were watching, and I want those top-line reactions right now. What stood out about the candidates, and what was your take on the debate overall tonight, especially compared with last night?
Well, I think Vice President Biden and Senator Sanders both buckled under the pressure of being front-runners. You know, it seemed like when the heat really got turned up on them, they couldn't hold their own, and I think that's pretty big of, you know, are they going to be able to last in this field? And, you know, for somebody like Vice President Biden, if, you know, Kamala Harris was pretty tough on him tonight, the president's going to be tough on him in a general election. Is he going to be able to handle that?
Mm-hmm. Speaking of Kamala Harris, I felt that even though tonight a lot of the candidates were able to come at Joe Biden for his controversial past, I think that Kamala was able to benefit from people not checking up on her particular past, as she talked about her role in regards to prison reform and immigration. I feel like other candidates should have held her feet to the fire, just as they held Joe Biden to that standard as well. So that should be interesting to see what's going to happen in the future. However, I do feel that she was able to make very strong quotes that are going to be headliners. And from that, people are going to be under the impression that she, quote unquote, won this debate. I, however, don't think so. Right.